Hello and welcome to Como Sestas. The lines are moving a little bit on this one. You may be able to hear us if I actually fix a lot of them later on. We're back here on what's still technically Monday night for about 15 more minutes. I'm here with Rob Viper, who I introduce on every podcast, even though he's here on every podcast.
I am the special guest star.
Yes.
But today we have an even specialer guest star. Well, he's not special or a star. He's just a guest.
By the man of one person only, or the person who's actually the guest on the podcast, he is back on the guest at the award-winning performance on the Tijuana podcast. Was it two years ago?
One year ago. It was last year.
Was it 1 year ago?
Last year.
Really? We were in TJ last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
September last year.
Time flies.
I do remember that because...
Yeah, it was last year.
It was when Phoenix debuted it and stuff. And
Right. When he was selling his new t-shirts and
yeah.
stuff.
Was he was on the second of what would turn out to be 89 different names.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have Freddie from Luchamania Monterey from Riot.
Yes.
Where we can reveal that top secret that you run Riot.
No, everyone knows that. Because, I mean, this time I didn't do that because I, as you guys watch, I was also in charge of the music stuff because the guy who runs the audio wasn't there. But I usually go on the ring and I actually welcome people and ask them to do not record shit.
Yeah.
So like, they all know it's me.
So since you're here, we're gonna ask you the tough questions. I'm not gonna ask you the bullshit, stupid questions you see online. So I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm on YouTube, and there's a channel called Esto Es Lucha Oaxaca, and they have two different links to a match that they did in this tiny arena. From two different cameras. Why can't I see Riot like this? Where can I see Riot?
Two
different cameras. Like two different links for this stupid match with people I don't even never even heard of in my life. And
yeah?
They have two different cameras filming it and it's on YouTube in HD.
Right.
Where's my Riot footage?
At Powerbomb TV.
The new stuff.
Yeah.
I don't see it on Powerbomb TV.
I mean, it's about to get on.
Okay, as long as it's about to get on, I'm giving you a chance to go. Tell everyone.
Yeah, no, I'm actually... It's in Powerbomb... The new stuff is about to be on Powerbomb TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The old stuff, we have problems with that because the guy who used to record the shit before is always, like, messy, you know? That's the reason why we changed it to this...
Mm-hmm.
Do you see there was, like, three or four guys recording
yeah.
that now? Well, those three guys are the one helping us.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're good... should be soon up on the Powerbomb TV because they're putting out everything about the... The Powerbomb TV independent championship. So
yeah.
We have, on the last show, we have one match for that tournament. We've won the Shane Strickland Flight Warrior.
Yeah.
Should be up soon. Hopefully, also, we're trying the High Spot Network soon.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've heard they're good.
So you guys are going to be able to have that.
Is there anything on the High Spots Network coming out soon that you would like to promote?
Yes, I would like to promote it. I would like to promote it right away that I did an interview with Flamita. All by myself without any help from a translator who happens to be sitting in this room.
I was happy to be in that room. I had nothing to do in that interview because I was just like behind cameras marking out. You gotta go watch that.
You're in the picture.
Yeah, I just went in for the picture and
Photoshop.
I left.
I like photobombing. Yeah.
You know, that's my thing.
Yeah, I got tagged on that one too, so I guess I'm behind the cameras.
Really?
Somewhere. Yeah.
You should.
You have to go watch that to see where I am in that video.
Yeah.
We should warn everybody who's listening to this podcast, by the way, like, there's going to be no information on this podcast. This is just going to be all bullshit. Just like when
Wolf
we did
podcast.
Just like every single podcast they invite me to.
Yeah.
It's just me
and
talking
and
shit.
And this podcast is not going to end with us like saying, yo, check out this Facebook page or we'll talk to you next time. This is just going to cut off as soon as Sammy Guevara messages Alfredo and says, yo, I need to be picked up.
Yeah.
Yes, Sam and Christy.
And then the podcast is just going
to
shut down.
My buddies, my friends, my pals. By the way, go to Sammy Guevara's YouTube channel. I'm pretty sure he's going to pay me for saying that.
He doesn't need you to show his YouTube channel.
Yeah,
he
I mean,
day,
I'm actually
minute.
Promoting that because he has something that I need, which is the pictures from... For Lucha Mania, I took pictures of the crash show like that, but I didn't have an SD card, so I used the SD card he's using to tape his blog.
Yeah.
So the least I can do is actually put over his blog because I don't have my pictures yet and I need it to work. So
funny enough, a lot of girls here in Mexico say the same thing about Sammy.
He has something they want.
Yeah. So congratulations, Sammy.
You would actually save my love last night.
Yeah.
We should ask you an actual question about Riot.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You don't like to give your opinion on the shows.
Do you know what?
You don't. You said you told us you don't like to give your opinions on your own shows.
Oh my gosh, no!
So I'll ask you, not your opinion on how yesterday's show went. What was your opinion on the card you put together? Like, explain what the thinking that went into putting together the show you did. Like, why did you choose Ray Horus and Ultimo Ninja in the main event, for example?
Because everyone else was already booked for the Crush Tour. No, I actually... That was a match that I has... Like, I wanted to book Ray Horus for the last... Not for the last. I tried to book him, like, 3 times before this one. They actually, the Sammy Guevara Ray Horus match, I remember I told you that story that I wanted to book it the day we ran back to back, but at the same time NGX runs. You remember we once there was one day when we run the same at the same time. He actually agreed to come, and then the next day was like, oh, you know what, I fucked up. I have Lucha Underground taping that weekend, and we ended up putting Sammy versus Dralion because we thought Dralion was a fit for the match.
But that's not a problem now.
No, it's not a problem anymore. Well, not right now. Yeah. Not really in the future. It will be. Not really. To be honest, like, I actually said in the Tijuana podcast, I'm Mexican, so I don't follow that much Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people does now, especially now that it's on Netflix. But in my case, I'm just too lazy to keep looking for it. It's just like, once it is on Netflix, maybe I will watch it, you know?
It's okay. You can watch Lucha de Barrio.
What is that?
That's the new Mexican version of Lucha Underground.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the thing that was taped at a bar or something?
No, it's like they did like a private taping with no audience.
No audience?
Yeah.
Can you check your WhatsApp messages? Tanya was telling us.
Oh, yeah, I do, but sometimes...
Prostitutes and drugs and everything.
Oh, then what I didn't actually read about it? I was so interested.
I
want to
watch it. I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah, with prostitutes, I would want to watch it, too.
Yeah.
No, I mean...
It's a good thing it's on that video podcast.
Yeah, that was a thing that I was actually talking today in the morning with my friends from Lucha Mania. Because a lot of people was telling us that on paper, it didn't look as good as the last show we had.
Mm-hmm.
It was the show when we were bringing, like...
Chain Strickland,
Black Terry was in the show too, but it was Chain Strickland with Sammy. Especially Sammy has something special in Riot that a lot of people wants to see him there more than in other arena. In Monterey, I'm sorry, in Monterey, because he acts very different in Riot than he acts in some other places. But I still think it was a good car, maybe not on with a lot of big names as the other ones, but I think it was a good car actually. We just tried to pull out some matches that we already had in mind that for a while.
Yeah.
And some other was just matches that were follow-ups to what happened on the last show. Like, for example, the Ryder and Black Terry match.
Yeah.
I like the five-way.
The
five
Please
way.
Don't Die?
Please Don't Die.
Yeah, it was funny, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this show didn't have the international names. It just had...
It was just Mexican names.
Well,
yeah.
Except for Low Rider.
But he's also Mexican.
Yeah.
I mean, he debuted
he's
in Mexico.
He's Mexican at heart, definitely.
Yeah, he debuted in Mexico. He has been worse the more than his career in Mexico. He trained in Mexico, so...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I consider him Mexico. Actually, like, Texans, for me, are almost like Mexicans. Because as we live close to the border, sometimes, like... usually the hard part of bringing foreigners is the expenses. Like, flights are more expensive... Their fees more expensive, but the when you do the conversion from dollars to pesos, sometimes can be annoying, not annoying, but a problem for a promoter. But for example, flights are not as much as a problem for us, because we are kind of a little close to the border. And for example, Texas to Monterey is not expensive. If you actually buy the tickets with time, sometimes you spend the same amount of money buying a flight from Houston to Monterey, then from Monterey to Mexico City or something like that. So,
yeah.
But it was, yeah, there was no foreigners on the show, no one.
Yeah, that's like we're finding out on our trip here, because we're going to Querétaro tomorrow, and it was more expensive to fly from Monterey to Querétaro than it is to fly all the way back to Mexico City and then take a bus.
Yeah, because Monterey to Mexico City are like two of the main cities in Mexico.
Yeah.
So it's like there's almost a flight every hour from every airline, so it's kind of... So you have to be cool on the price, because it's kind of competitive. Like, if it is more too expensive, you just go to the other line. It's going to have it cheaper for sure. That Querétaro is not as much of a hot route, if you want to say that.
And I have to personally thank you for not booking a women's match on the Red Show.
Oh, come on. We did have, not troubles. I don't want to say troubles. We never had troubles booking, because it's like... If it's not possible for us to happen, we just change and we look for a different option. But we did have an idea of booking like at least 3 different women's matches for the show. Like, not the 3 of them in the same show. I mean, like, it was 3 options.
3 different ideas.
But none of it couldn't work. Because one girl was already, two girls were already booked. And the other girl was, ended up being booked. She was booked with us already. But then the crash booked it also for the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were like, okay, if you're already booked there, title match on the crash show, it's like, it's not, it won't be good for me just to actually be like, oh yeah, you already agreed to be with us, so I'm not going to do that, because then I'm just going to screw up to her when she's getting a title shot on a anniversary show with a her versus her match on the mainland. So I'm talking about Christy James, of course.
Mm-hmm. Were you worried that the crash ran, because the crash ran the night after you, or you didn't care? I mean, two different audiences.
Yeah, it's two different audiences. Like, most of the people who were to, you actually had the opportunity, well, we have the opportunity to have dinner today with Javier.
Yeah.
Javier is kind of, well, he's kind of in the between the casual fan and the real fan, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he actually told you, like, he had troubles finding out about Riot at the beginning, well, before.
Mm.
But it was also because he was not as much into wrestling as before, you know what I mean? Like, people who go to Riot is more a concept for people who like wrestling, you know,
because
we don't have like those popular names, you know, like, for example, the Crash, Rey Mysterio, and Pentagon, and all of them. We have more like people who are good on the ring, but maybe they're not as popular, like Aries and Low Rider, who's, I think Low Rider is a super underrated guy. I understand why, but he's super underrated. But I understand that people who go to Riot is people who just like wrestling, and they wouldn't go to Riot even when there is another big show the next day. We are not competition for them.
Mm.
Especially what kind of worked for us this date was the fact that usually Saturdays are in Monterey. Monterey is crazy about soccer.
Mm.
Super crazy about soccer. If something rules Monterey, it's soccer.
Football.
Well, football. Mm. I'm saying soccer because this is... Mm. Yeah, if a Mexican listened to me saying soccer, they will...
Somebody told me that yesterday.
If
I say soccer, they get really mad.
Yeah, they were really, really mad, but I kind of catch it that I have to say soccer because they won't get it. They will think American football, but usually that's a problem for us, that we run and we try to check on the calendar there is not a hot game on that same day or sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And because of calendar, the game that was supposed to take place on Saturday was moved to Sunday. So some people may be like, I have nothing to do on Saturday because I was planning on going to watch the soccer game, you know, well, the football game. So they just ended up coming to our show.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed because I saw a lot of fans that they haven't gone to the last two shows because we have been booking them on the same day that my team, which is was playing.
Yeah.
And I know there's people who support the same team there. They are loyal to the team. Like this time, as there was not football, they just actually go to the show.
And how did it do?
Oh, what?
Like the attendance wise, it was good?
It was good. I think it was like...
We said on the podcast yesterday that, like, for the size of the building, it looked full.
Yeah.
Like, all the seats that were set
up. We have more people than we had before. They actually, there were some spots that were missing. Like, you can see chairs that has no people in there.
Mm.
But we also rented more chairs than we usually do.
Okay.
You guys were there before the show started, right?
Yeah.
Like, while we were setting up. Do you guys notice that me and
You guys had a debate about how close you wanted to set up.
Yeah, because usually we're like, should we add one more road like this close to the ring because of the dives and stuff? And we just actually went like, I mean, people are smart. Because like I told you, they're usually people who go to our show are people who are into wrestling, so they are smart enough to know that I gotta move because somebody's going to die.
Most people, I saw one fan got knocked over.
But they were smarter than the fans at the
crash.
But
that fan that got knocked over was not on a dive.
No, it was not.
They purposely went after him.
Yes.
Maybe, I think.
Yeah, maybe someone said some things in the Lucha Underground review that caught up to him at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
No, so we were actually debating if we actually put that extra line on the row,
mm-hmm.
Because it was very close to the ring.
We ended up putting it. Yeah,
and even when we put that line, that line was full of people, and that side was full of people, so I think it was one of the biggest attendance we had. We still wanted to grow,
mm-hmm.
and we hope it goes. I mean, we're very conscious that we are not a very popular concept yet, because we are kind of different a little bit in a certain ways. So we hope that it is growing, like, little by little, you know.
And all your shows have, like, weird name titles. Not weird, but weird. Funny and weird.
Well, yeah.
So explain the title yesterday.
Telegalisa no Martinete?
Yeah, explain it. It's like people who...
There's things people want to legalize, and maybe the more.
No, it actually, like, I don't even remember how we ended up choosing that name, because sometimes we are just goofing around and choose, and we are like, we said something like we think is funny. We should always like.
Wasn't there one about the crash?
Huh?
You were gonna like do something.
Yeah, I mean, I will actually do that. Yeah, I actually Rob knows this. I don't know if I actually told you
Rob
that.
Rob knows everything, people.
Like, as the crash was running on Sunday,
yeah.
So we were running the day before the crash. So we originally the name of our show was going to be The Trash,
yeah.
And we actually made the logo of a guy throwing a paper on the trash can,
yeah.
and he says The Trash, but it was kind of the crash font.
Yeah.
But we were not really sure how mad they could actually get, or they actually will take it, like, because.
Yeah.
As we are not very popular, they may take it like, oh, these guys are screwing with us or something like that.
Yeah.
And I actually went to some friends, like, for example, I asked Roberto Figueroa, who is there, he's close with the people with the crash, and I was like, you think they will get mad? And he was like, I don't think so, but I can explain it to them if you want. And I was like, yeah, I mean, by this point, we're still trying to get Sammy to our show,
mm-hmm.
Sammy Guevara to our show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I mean, I want to talk to them if they will actually let me use Sammy. So I don't think it's really smart if I get them mad before I actually talk to them. I mean, I ended up not talking to them, so
mm-hmm.
we were just like, you know what, let's just not get ourselves in trouble and don't use that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe later, if we talk to if we get to know the people from the crash and they kind of understand our concept, maybe it will be okay. But for now, we were just like, let's just pick some other name.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're just goofing around and we just say like stupid shit. And we just actually ended up like, yeah, write that down. Maybe that will be the name of a show one day. And we actually went on that, like, like, listen to Martinet. Because we were also thinking on doing something around the Canadian Destroyer thing. Because now we have, like, three shows in a row without one single Canadian Destroyer.
Yes.
And the Canadian Destroyer is everywhere now. So we were actually going to name it something about, like, these many days without Canadian Destroyer shit.
Yeah.
But we didn't do it. We want to do that whenever we get, like, more days. That actually looks like an amazing number.
And there won't be another riot show this year, right? You guys are finished with the year?
I would think so. We pretty much think so. I mean, who knows, but pretty much I think it's
if
last.
Someone comes in and buys a show for you, then you can come in and you'll be happy to run a show, but you're not planning on it.
But nobody wants a riot show.
No.
So they'd rather buy a crash show than a power show.
Okay. How does it feel to be one of the few people in Monterey who have attended BOLA 2 straight years?
3 straight years? Yeah.
Did I forget about you 1 year?
Yeah, the first...
Oh, it's 2017 already.
Yeah. It's almost 2018.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, the 3 years.
No, because I remember the first year I went, you were there.
You know that it actually feels weird because... I mean, you just go as a fan and you just go to show the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not kidding. And I'm pretty sure this guy follows the Lucha Blog because at one point he has been talking to me about, yeah, I read a Lucha Blog about Riot and stuff, and I was like, yeah, so should you read a Lucha Blog about Riot, why are you never going to a Riot show? And he has actually told me that he works on Saturdays or something, but I actually saw him last night there at the crash show.
Oh, the same guy we saw at PWG.
Oh, no, that's another guy.
Okay.
He has been in almost every single Riot show, almost. Neto,
mm-hmm.
you know. No, this is another fan. But he actually saw me on the crash show that I was talking to Sammy, and then he was like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? He started talking wrestling with me. And he was like, hey, how does it feel to be at BOLA? And I was like, that you know, that's kind of a question you ask to a wrestler who is booked at BOLA. And I was just like a fan, dude. It's like, I mean, it feels amazing, you know, because
you're
it's a great crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not many people can say that.
I know that. But
especially 3 straight.
But it's weird that how people, just because they see you at the back of the... Because we are actually very, very crappy. And we just go out there and take the best seats in the house.
Yeah.
And you actually appear in every fucking preview video because we are just right back there, right?
That's why I don't get bowl anymore, because I'm sick of seeing you guys.
Yeah. I just follow up what Rob's telling me. Like, let's just sit here. But I understand Rob knows that because he would just want everyone to know that he's going to BOLA every year.
He wants to be right where all the action happens, where the chance that somebody can do a dive and knock the light right onto.
Where all the action happens, that means that he can actually interfere in matches like he did last year.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No.
He actually pushed Jack Evans during the match.
Ago,
they never signed the name.
Yeah.
And if you watch a BOLA video, you don't watch him pushing because they did a camera trick over there, but he pushed Jack Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Evans shouldn't won that match without effort because Angelico should have got disqualified because of this guy.
Yeah.
Jack was just pissed because I didn't hook him up before the show. Listen, so getting to Bola, it's not easy. Usually, I mean, if you don't get a ticket, you have to have connections and all that. So there's this guy here in Monterey who works for Multimedios.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Aldo Farias.
You know, these just people.
They're a total nice guy. I'm not saying anything negative about him or anything, but I thought it was funny when you were telling me what his idea was for how he was going to get into Bola. before you explained to him how tickets work and everything, how did he think he was going to get to Bola?
Oh, man. Let me remember that, because he has so many ideas about
I remember when you first brought it up to me, and then like three different times over the week, the plan changed. Because I told you, once you told me the plan, I explained to you. At first you told me that he said he was just going to go to the arena.
Yeah.
And
I mean, because
he was just going to show up there
because,
and pay his money at the door and come in.
But I don't blame you for that idea, because at one point, the first time I ever wanted to go to Bola, I kind of think that. You know what I mean?
That's like, why you came, because you told me you're going to Bola.
Yeah, and then
you
saved my ass.
Cool,
but I mean, I know a guy who did it this year.
Well,
you know, I mean, he was lucky.
I'm going to get to that.
End
of the story.
Well, he wanted to go to Bola, and as I have the previous experience with what Rob told me these past 2 years, and I sometimes I felt like Rob was exaggerating. But the first time I went to Bola with him, for the first time we get to the Legion, to American Legion Hall, post, there was already a line of people, and I saw a guy walking with some sign.
Yeah.
With a sign that says, I have tickets for night 1 and 3.
Yeah.
I need a ticket for night 2. Because usually night 2 is the hottest night of the whole weekend. And the guy had something like, it was like a big sign, and he was talking, I'm from London. I have tickets for something like, I need tickets for night 2.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So see, if this guy is doing this, it's because it might be hard for him to get it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was kind of realizing, with the pass of the time, every single day, every single year, you're realizing how people outside the building is like actually trying to work their ass to get inside there. And I was like, oh, man. So when my friends were telling me, because Aldo and some other friend were telling me, like, Aldo was like, no, I got to go to Bola. I'm going to Bola. And I was like, dude, just be sure to buy your tickets. He was getting, every time he was getting more in love with the idea of going to Bola, because he works for Multimedios, but he also works for Univision in the U.S.
Mm.
He's a play-by-play commentator on soccer games.
So he has access to most sporting events.
Yes.
Whenever he wants to go to,
he knows
his press.
Yes. And he has this play-by-play gig on Univision, but that weekend there was no wrestling, there was no soccer, the football on Mexico, on Monterrey. So he was like, there's no football, it's perfect, dude. There's no anything to do. Like, I can't, there's no, like, work is prohibiting me to go. I'm going. And I was like, no, you gotta be sure you get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you can get me a ticket. Like, I cannot help you with that, sorry. Like, no, try to do this. I can help you to go with, like, the people with the PayPal and stuff and be with you, like, doing that. Me and I was actually offering that help to him, to the end, and two of the NGX promoters. I actually bring them together. So it was like, you do night 1, you do night 3, if I want you, I can do night 2 if you want. Like, all of us tried to get tickets at the same time. But all of them were like, no, I don't think it is that hard. So Aldo was like, I don't think it was that hard. So the day before Bola, I told Aldo, like, Aldo, tickets for Bola are going out tomorrow, so try to be ready. Yeah. And that day, I actually texted him in a WhatsApp group we have with a lot of friends. I was like, Aldo, tickets are on sale today at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. our time, which is 8 p.m. the Pacific time. He was like, he never replied. By the time he replied, tickets were over. Like, he was like, dude, you just told me like 10 minutes ago that the tickets were going out in 5 minutes, and I was too late for you, dude. Five minutes later, ticket is over. Just
that was like 2 minutes.
It was like just 400 people in that building, and as a lot of people are around the world that wants to go to that weekend, especially, you know. Well, like, no, there may be another way. Like, I'm buying the fly. I'm sure I can get a ticket at the front door. And I was like, that's a risk thing. I mean, you got to risk it. You're doing it. He was like, he was kind of believing and not believing in me at the same time. At one point, he even thinks, like, I'm just going to talk to Conan. Conan is going to let me in. And I was like, huh,
yeah.
Well.
Conan's not even going to be there. How can he let you in?
Yeah, because I actually told him, like, dude, he cannot help you. Yeah, yeah, he helped me. Because he wanted to go to Bola, but especially, like, everyone, the night he wanted to be there was the night too.
Right.
The Crash was running a show that same day at Tijuana. So I was like, do you think Conan is going to be helping you when he's running a show that same day in Tijuana? Like, I don't think Conan... Like, helping you to get tickets to Bola is, like, the least thing he's on his mind the day of a show, you know, for him. Yeah, so he ended up, like... But the funny part is that even when he didn't have tickets, and even before getting tickets, he was all in his mind. There was like a thousand things of one he wanted to do with Bola. He wanted to do like, I'm going to pursue a Mexican, not pursue, like I'm going to follow a Mexican so I can show the power of a Mexican in Bola. And I was like, seriously, are you going to do the kind of a WrestleMania thing just for Bola?
I remember you told me he was gonna like at one point he was gonna show up there and just like tell whoever runs PWG, he was gonna say, well, I work for this channel and I'm here to film stuff and just let me in and I'm gonna record, you know, parts of the show, highlights on my show. Or
I don't really remember that.
He said he was gonna record. He wanted to record in there.
He didn't want to go there inside to record. He didn't want to use his press thing to record inside or to be let in. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to be like, hey, can I record like the after and the before, too. Yeah, or can I go backstage to interview him? And I was like, dude, you don't even have tickets to the show and you want to go backstage? Like, what's up with you? And he was, I actually, at one point I remember I told him, like, dude, you know that High Spots usually works on the weekend there, doing the
interviews,
the shooting interviews and the shows, you know? High Spots is like the biggest wrestling network for indie wrestling in the States, maybe the world. So, if something like that could be done, they will be doing it already, dude. Mm-hmm. It's like, if they haven't done it, it's because they can't. You can do it, you know? It's just like that.
And multimedia, if you say you're from multimedia...
No,
I mean,
I'm pretty sure if he was going to try something over there, he was going to play the Univision card. I don't really think
you think someone like PWG cares about Univision?
No, and that's what I'm talking.
They don't even want, like, when they're interviewed in Rolling Stone magazine or something.
I don't know. Nobody cares about it.
Yeah.
Like, I that's what I'm talking, like... Besides, let's be honest, who wants to, I was going to say, like, who wants to see a video of someone, like, this is the part of Flamita in Bola? Like, I was going to say, like, who cares? It's Bola, it's not WrestleMania, you know what I mean? It's not like you're in the main event of WrestleMania. But hey, it was a fan who asked me, how does it feel to be in Bola? And I was just at the end of the show, so who, maybe I'm wrong, yeah. Maybe I'm wrong on that one.
So the PWG love is worldwide. It's even got a reputation here in Mexico.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But this is not the first time it happens. Like, I'm actually showing this to you guys, for you to see if you want a screenshot of that, because I know you were going to tell me, like, oh yeah, you're going to show an image on podcast.
Yeah,
because you have done that, but actually you did it in Tijuana. Yeah. But there was at the beginning.
He was pointing at Cubs, by the way, not me.
Yeah.
Both of you.
He was pointing at the person who complains a lot, so you can figure that out.
No, there was an inbox, but it was on the Riot Facebook. Who a guy sent a screenshot of me at the back at the Legion.
Oh yeah.
And he asked me, like, hey, is this you? Well, this was the time when nobody knows I was behind Bola.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but behind Bola, behind
yeah,
Riot.
He's actually been Super Dragon this whole time.
I'm Super Dragon, guys. No, I'm looking
Super
for
Dragon
it. You can keep
off time promotes.
You can
Super
keep
Dragon was tomorrow. Mexican all along.
Yeah.
And people thought he was black, but
yeah.
He was actually Mexican.
You keep talking because I need to find
so
this.
So while
better.
Alfredo looks for it, I just want to add the funny part of all this is that we actually, both actually, Alfredo had a friend and I had a couple actually friends that showed up without tickets. The people I know didn't have tickets for night two, and it happens that they were able to buy tickets at the door because they were just letting people in. And the same thing happened with Alfredo's friends who showed up for, I think, night one, and they just asked for tickets at the
there
door
is.
And they got in.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Aldo, it could have worked out actually in the end.
Aldo was right.
Do you see that? He's asking me, is that you at the back?
They just saw you. They didn't even know that you were going to be there.
Yeah, they know.
So
it.
The video preview came. Because
I don't even care to brag about it. You know, it's not like a. I mean, sometimes I post on Facebook that I'm in LA, but I don't post it. Like, or I just post a picture of the Legion Hall when once I'm there. But to people who already knows that I'm a fucking wrestling mark, you know. In my personal Facebook, where I'm very, I don't accept everyone on my Facebook, you know, because now, especially now that ever since I opened Lucha Mania, and now that I'm a promoter, a lot of people has added me because they want to get booked, or because, you know what I mean, Oh, because they want pictures. Like Black Terry keep doing. You have Facebook. You know Black Terry is like always putting some screenshot of someone asking for pictures.
Yes.
So I totally agree with. I totally understand where how that feels.
But you don't just go to PWG. You also.
Oh, I didn't show you that.
Yeah.
There was a guy who just put a picture of me, circled me, and he was like, "Is that you?"
Yeah.
You also go to Wrestle Circus a lot.
I go to Wrestle. I go a lot to Wrestle Circus.
How far is the from Monterey to Wrestle Circus? It's what, 8 hours?
From the drive?
Yeah,
6 hours.
It's like 6 hours.
Yeah,
6 hours, 7 hours. It should be 6 hours.
And how many Wrestle Circuses have you been to?
I've been in like at 7 or something.
Wow. Yeah. All this? No, in the past 2 years probably.
Just 1 year. They just get 1 year.
Oh, so you basically to every show.
I went to the January show, and it actually worked perfectly for me because I went to a concert to San Antonio the night before,
mm-hmm.
and I actually it actually worked that the next day I went to the circus. I went to that one, and then I went to I'll go to 5. Maybe six, and 7 if I count the one that they did at the WrestleMania weekend.
Were you there?
I was sitting right next to you, man.
I was trying to remember if you were.
You actually bought the tickets for me.
Well, yeah,
I paid the ticket to you.
See,
I was trying to think if you were actually. I don't know why I forgot that.
He doesn't remember anything that doesn't involve a dog.
Yeah, I noticed that on the few parts that I can listen from to last night podcast.
Damn, my bad.
Yeah, but usually like. I'm a big mark for wrestling, but you know that I'm a little bit more into American. Well, not a little bit more into American, but it's like, for me, it's kind of an opportunity that I have to get closer to some names that I'm not able, like, before it was not able to get because Texas wrestling was not as hot as it is kind of. It's not like they're super hot now, but they have more things going on.
Yeah.
And Austin is kind of close. Like, a 6-hour drive is nothing, you know? And I usually take the.
I'm asking all the questions. You go, Cubs.
So, how far in advance do you start thinking about, like, the next Riot show? Or you already think, we know you're not running anything this year, but you're already thinking of what you're doing in January, February, or whenever the next show?
Not yet, because I haven't even finished working on this last show, because, for example, I haven't even seen with my friends to see, like, how everything went out and stuff, because, like, for example, from until last night, I spent like 43 hours without sleeping, and I don't know how I made it. And today I was just hanging out with you guys. But I mean, at one point I will just sit down, and we're just going to start going on planning everything, because we are still in that phase, if you want to call it that way, where we cannot book as many shows in advance. Like, for example, the circus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using that example because those guys have one show every month, and for example, today they already have all the dates of the first 6 months of the show already up.
Yeah.
Even the WrestleMania thing, they already have it up.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they already have people booked for that show. Sorry? So...
Sammy Callen.
Sammy Guevara.
He's on every show. Sammy Guevara.
And Scorpius Kai. We are not in that phase yet. Because we're kind of working a new concept for Mexican people, because you know how Mexican people is still with this idea of realistic wrestling and wrestling tradition and the wrestling this and big names and stuff, you know. We're not. It's not easy to get as sober as they are, because also economics and stuff, you know. So we are going like show by show. You know what I mean? It's like when we finish one show and when we totally finish the one show, is the time where we can actually start thinking on the next show. I mean, it's going good. It's going good because every time there's more people coming to the show, every time there's more people talking about it, and it seems like the people is getting into it. So, hopefully, I mean, our idea is to see if we can actually run a Riot show by January, February, or something. I'm really
sorry. Go ahead.
No.
So, like, let's say, so where you are with Riot right now, there's a company here who's the exact opposite. So what do you think about like a group like MDA, who they have all the money in the world, they can get any wrestler they want? What do you think about like their type of shows? Just a general opinion. You don't have to be specific.
No,
just,
no, no.
Are they good for Monterey? Are they bad for Monterey?
There's an exception where Rob tries to get Freddie in trouble.
Yeah,
places.
As usual.
We
yeah.
haven't thought of a name for this.
I mean, I was actually talking about it. Like, there is no any podcast I have been invited that I don't get in trouble. So, thank you, Rob. I was planning on doing it in this one.
Yeah.
No. My opinion is going to be a little. How do you say it when something has like an influence on your opinion?
Biased.
Yeah, it's going to be a little biased because I know stuff from wrestlers. I know stuff I that I've listened. Stuff from promoters and stuff.
Off the record stuff, right?
Yeah, off the record stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what I mean is that may actually base my opinion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I look at it as a fan on just what they're presenting, I don't think it. I don't think it is like not helpful, like damaging to the sport.
Damaging, yeah.
To the scene. It's not damaging to the scene at all. I don't know if it's to the business. It's not my part. I don't really talk about it. Even when I'm a promoter, I don't actually like the business thing because even promoters come to me like, hey, what's up with the business going on? Well, I don't even fucking care. I just do this because I want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also helps. Like, I'm like 50-50 with MDA because they have. To this point, after 2 years, they just get 2 years in October, I think. After 2 years, I think MDA hasn't even find the real formula they want to follow.
Yeah.
Because from one show, they're actually doing Young Stars. The next show, they're bringing Mil Máscaras or something. And the next show, they're bringing, again, CMLL guys. And then they're bringing another park. And the next show, they're bringing a legend. So
they haven't figured out their identity yet as a promotion.
Which I don't know is that... If it is like they cannot find their identity, or they are just trying to be like, we don't have identity, we just keep booking different things, you know what I mean? But as they are booking very different things, there are a lot of things they book that I'm not a fan of that.
Mm.
There are a lot of things that I'm a fan of.
Can you give one example?
Of which?
That you're not into, like. I mean, I can give you examples.
Yeah, yeah, like for example.
I hate when they bring in the like.
Sexy star.
Well, sexy star. That's too easy.
Yeah.
I could have said that easily, but
the legends.
Octagon, Fuerza Guerrera.
I don't like that.
I don't give a shit about that.
They just
think it's terrible that
they just bring Superman. They just bring the Rayo de Jalisco. And, oh no,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember if it was them, but I don't like when they bring the legends either.
Yeah.
I don't like that. At one point, I got sick that they were every single show. Every single show they were booking, LA Park to against Rush. Because as much as you enjoy the brawling between them, at one point you just get tired of it, because how many matches can you watch of them without with them just doing the same, you know?
Yeah.
So you get annoyed by that. But
the Rush LA Park matches are good when you see them for the first time in an arena in front of fans who haven't seen it. Like their first match in Arena Mexico was awesome. Their first match in Guadalajara was awesome. Their first match in where was that place where they brawled into the crowd in Mexico City?
Gymnasio Juan
de la Barrera. In the Juan de la Barrera, awesome. But when you see them come back to the same places, it's not as awesome because the crowd's seen it before.
The problem in Monterey was that when MDA booked it for the first time, like in a one-on-one match,
Park got hurt. Park got hurt during the match.
Yeah, yeah. But besides, with a tope and then Hilano, I actually did say that on the Tijuana podcast, and I remember I did something stupid. but also at that time it was really hot, the one-on-one match that they had at Lucha Elite.
Yeah.
That the referee they knocked down the referee and stuff. So they came in and for the first time they did kind of the same style of brawling here and people loved it. But usually when you do that, by the next time you're booked, people is going to expect you to do the same or more than that.
Yeah.
They didn't, obviously. They went back. And also you get to a point where people is like, I've been watching this one-on-one match for so long, and it's getting nowhere. Cause it's getting nowhere, to be honest. At that time it was getting nowhere. I don't know how is it working now, but now that CMLL seems to be more open into the indies and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like they are super open, but it's more open than they were before. But at one point it didn't help, you know. But again, as I put an example of something that I like. There's things that I like. For example, the main event they're coming this Sunday, oh, they're supposed to have this Sunday with Místico, Eucarístico, and
Soberano
and Volador. It's not Soberano. It is Dragon Lee, Volador, Eucarístico, and Místico. I think it is Eucarístico.
No, Soberano's in there.
In the semi main.
No, in the main.
No, it's in the semi main. I work for Lucha Mania Monterrey. Trust me, I know the shit.
The semi main.
I rule Monterrey.
Bandido, Juventud Guerrero,
Soberano, and Esfinge.
Esfinge.
I don't remember how they are tagged, but the main event is, I think it is Místico and Volador versus Eucarístico and Dragon Lee.
Soberano.
Oh, I just beat Lucha Mania.
No, bro. Let me show you.
No,
I have a poster.
I do too.
I knew it because Soberano was in the main event. I remember.
No. Let me prove you guys wrong.
I bet you the first lineup had Dragon Lee, but then he ended up going to New Japan, so they replaced him with Soberano.
Please.
This is the tweet they had 2 days ago. It's a fixed tweet.
Oh, so they changed it around.
Oh, so they changed it. I didn't even know they changed it. Look, he's got
Lucha Mania just beat the Block and just beat the Road Viper.
I've been traveling, I haven't seen that.
All of you guys should start following the Lucha Blog. Just stop following Lucha Blog and start following Lucha Mania Monterrey. We have the real information right there.
That means that they made the change without actually announcing it.
They did.
They did. They did it on Twitter.
Okay. Look.
Did they announce it?
No. Wait. Oh man, I don't know if I should do this. It is a tradition on this podcast.
I shouldn't do this. This is a tradition on this podcast.
Should I do it?
They didn't announce it. If you just send it,
No. They announce it, they change it the same day.
Oh, the same day?
The same day.
Oh,
but
I didn't know.
Yeah, because it was on this. When we were there at the building, they had the right lineup.
Right?
Yeah.
You were. Actually, I was going to tell you that. You weren't calling yourself today.
You were in the building today, yeah.
Guys, no, I don't know if I really.
Don't say it.
Okay. I will show you something. And you let me know if it
I'm
is.
Not telling, I told you not to do it. So if you get in trouble, don't.
No. But I want. But you don't know how is it. How this is going.
You want to know how the donuts are made?
Huh?
Just go on.
No, just go on with your talk.
Yeah,
but
we tried to actually visit Arena Coliseo Monterrey today. Well, I mean, we visited. There's no trying. We went inside, but just to the part where like the gates are shut, and we asked to get in, and we were told we couldn't go in because training was going on.
Yeah.
Which we could see through the bars and everything. The guys were doing their running their laps, getting ready to. He hit the ring. It's in a very sketchy part of town, actually. Right across from the bus station, and apparently not an area you want to be in at night, which is part of the reason.
Unless you're looking for specific things.
Right. So it's part of the reason the Crash decided to switch venues, decided to switch venues. It definitely looked like, from the outside, from what we could see, it looked like just like Guerrero Coliseo in Mexico City. Same style of seats, the same way everything was structured, how it felt like you walked into a building from the 40s or 50s where you expect people to be smoking and people to be all dressed up going to see an event.
And nothing has been updated since the 40s or 50s.
Yeah, stray dogs, stray cats.
A little. Well, on the inside, basically, like, that you have screens around the...
Yeah.
But it's still in a shitty... It was a plan behind that where they should be actually renovating it, yeah. But
and we also I think we mentioned it yesterday, right? Did we mention? I don't know that we went to Arena Jose Suleiman.
I don't know if we mentioned that or not, but yeah,
we went Alfredo drove us by there. I took a picture in front of the building.
Oh, no.
They run shows on Wednesdays now, and
for the moment.
Toscano and Loretto Kid are headliners this week, for example. You know, usually local guys.
Yeah.
Because Toscano now lives out here in Monterrey. Did you want to show us something? Or you change your mind?
Yeah, I changed my mind. No, I mean, I'm still thinking on it. All
right. Well, we'll see.
Let me... When they announce the card in a WhatsApp group that we have, we start doing our fantasy booking, if you want to say it. So in that WhatsApp group, I won't say who is in that WhatsApp group, but we start doing the fantasy booking, and in that WhatsApp group there is two people who promote shows. One being me, the other one I won't say it. But just after we do the fantasy booking, like my fantasy booking was, why do you have Dragon Lee facing Juventud Guerrero instead of facing Volador or something like that? In that group there is someone who works with MDA. And hours later, they just actually put up the flyer again, and it was changed. And we were like, huh. So we were just like curious. It was like a, I don't want to say they actually like read what we're doing that, but it was funny story that I was going to show you the conversation, but I couldn't find it. But
it's funnier now that we see, because neither of us knew about the change.
But they did it the same day, the exact same
That's
day.
We
like
didn't know. We
they announced it like in the morning, and by the afternoon, I remember I went to the WhatsApp group and I was like, guys, your suggestions were great. I actually posted that way.
It's funny though that like, cause now that lineup is so much. Now we have like, Volador Jr.'s showed up at the Crash. Now he's working that main event with Místico and Caristico, and it's like, now Dragon Lee's in there. It just mixes everything up. Cause nobody can tell if Volador is gonna be the Ingobernable or not, and he's feuding with Caristico. And I'm talking to two guys who are busy on their phone and computers, so nobody's listening.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you.
I try not to listen to you.
Yeah. Your Spanish is good, so you can actually understand what's going on in that conversation, right?
That's funny, though. They changed it, like...
They changed it the same day.
Like that.
We were talking about that, like, at 11 a.m.
One of the things...
And 2 hours later, it was already changed. So it was like...
The things I've discovered since the last time we did a podcast with Fredo and TJ is I've got WhatsApp. I think I had WhatsApp there, but now I'm more into WhatsApp. Like, that's where all the news breaks in Mexican wrestling. If you don't have WhatsApp, you're really not in tune with the scene, because all day long things are just being sent out. Things are just being messaged. They're like, hey, this is the new thing that came out, or this is something that someone said on Facebook. It's fascinating how it works here, because maybe that happens in the I think in the U.S. it would happen more
on Twitter,
but also privately. Like,
yeah,
this is kind of private, but this is like
WhatsApp's supposed to be private,
but it's not. I mean, it seems like everybody knows everything once it's said. Like, somebody tells somebody goes to another WhatsApp group and tells somebody.
Well, usually when that happens is because it's already on Twitter or Facebook and they go and announce it on WhatsApp. But for example, scoops like the one I just said was supposed to be private, but I just like to screw up in this podcast. So.
But it's funny, yeah. Like, something will be, the thing about WhatsApp is like, something will be mentioned, and then 30 or 40 minutes later, it'll be on Twitter and somebody will be talking about it. So, but it breaks first on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So you know whoever is telling you the scoop got it from the direct source.
Yeah.
And it just took a minute or two or 30 minutes for it to hit somebody who's actually going to go on Twitter and say what the scoop is. Like, for example, I mean, I won't say who revealed the spoiler or told everybody, but like, Mr. Aguila showed up for AAA as a surprise.
Yeah.
And I knew he was going to be on AAA because of WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Somebody said, oh, Mr. Aguila is at AAA and he's going to show up and be there. And then it happened 30, 40 minutes later. Just like, you know. So if you're into, I guess we would call it a DM scoop on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Like, where somebody tells you something, then somebody will, the typical asshole will go on Twitter and hint, oh, something's going to happen, blah, 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 because they actually know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And they want to seem smart. And then it happens.
That sounds like something I would do.
And then it actually happens. So it's like, okay, so segue. Lucha Underground, Season 4 Cubs, yay or nay?
We'll find out soon.
We'll find out. You promise?
I'll find out something soon, one way or the other.
Oh, look at that. Cocky.
No, just, I think Brent's point where something has to happen soon, one way or the other. But I don't want to say anything here because I'll be wrong soon enough. But yeah, I think we'll find out something soon, or we won't find out something soon. That's a great answer I just gave.
Yeah.
They're still tweeting. I guess that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What are you? You think there will be?
I think so.
You think so or you know so?
I think so.
I'm just putting it on there.
I think so. I think Lucha Underground Season 4 will be back, but I don't think it'll be definitely not as long as Season 3.
How long was
and
it?
I don't think
40 episodes.
I'm sorry, I'm just I kind of follow a little bit of GIFs.
And they took a break in taping during the season.
Not
so
taping,
in like
airing. They
in
took
airing.
5
so
months.
It felt like it was longer than it really was. But there's no way they're going to do 40 episodes again, and I think that
I don't think
see some talent changes.
Even if everything was perfect conditions, I don't think they would want to do 40 episodes again. I think they'd want. They thought that was probably too long of a season.
They did it only because they wanted to hit the 100, right?
Probably. And because they did, maybe because they did 29 in the one before, or whatever it was at season 2, that they wanted to go longer.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had extra money to go longer. Or I don't know. it didn't make it, the making one season short and the other one long didn't make sense either.
I guess the only breaking news we can, not breaking, but like new news we can cover since we did the last podcast is a new AAA lineup is out, and also we got the CML lineups for next week. It turns out they're not doing anything with Rush, Naito, and Kamaitachi.
Well, the Rush is on the team.
But they're not...
They're not doing anything with Voldor.
They're facing nobodies.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense, but it's just going to be a regular Sunday main event. Just as we... Mm. It's not even Dragon Lee opposite Kamaitachi.
No, it's...
I think Dragon Lee's working the semi-main event, actually.
No, it's Dragon Rojo.
Oh, so it's not Dragon Lee?
No, Dragon Lee's not even booked.
So it's like, what is the point of this? They're coming in just to do a regular Sunday match that it's not going to draw any other people.
They're on a layover coming back from London.
Just stopping
they're
in
going out now instead of stopping in LA or New York, they're stopping in Mexico City.
Whatever. And they were teasing some sort of angle with Naito picking a tag partner, but now he's not even in the tag league.
Yes, and he seems as confused about his own angle as everyone else is.
So who knows what's happening? And we got the Saturday lineup, of course, nothing of note. We got
Flyer versus Sonic is a big match.
Right. We got that. We found out some names that are going to be working. Like, we told you that there was going to be a Legends show, but now we have actual confirmation on the names.
Yeah.
It sounds as shitty as you'd expect.
It's going to be terrible.
It's going to be awful. So that'll definitely be a Friday where Dave Meltzer is probably not going to watch, or he's going to watch and just talk about how all these guys are so old and slow.
Because they will be old and slow.
Right. So there's really no point in watching. And the AAA lineup that came out was for Tlaxcala.
Yes. It's the last taping of the year. It has... Of course, we all knew when this year started that the last main event of the year would be Hernandez versus Quixote Dr. Wagner.
Of course. Everybody predicted that.
Yeah.
Marty the Moth Martinez is listed as wrestling on the show, which is interesting because he was supposed to be on Friday's show. I don't know if we mentioned this. And he didn't end up wrestling. Nobody said anything. Mm-hmm. And he ended up working in Utah, a trios match against L.A. Park, his son, and somebody else.
But that was the next day, so it's not like he chose one over the other, I don't think.
But it goes more to show that...
Like, oh, yeah. He can work his own schedule. He's not stuck working with AAA guys.
Right.
Or anything.
And if you're paying attention to the finer details here, like Kevin Cross did that interview saying that AAA just was promising him shows and then not bringing him in, so he decided to leave. It might be a case more where AAA just gave him no choice but to leave because they just didn't want to keep paying to bring him in.
Yeah, and it's obviously a tradition where now that they have Psychosis and Hysteria and Mr. Aguilar, if they just need Rudos to fill spots, it's cheaper to use those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Even out, I mean, I have no idea who's getting paid more, Marty or Psychosis, but just the travel alone is a lot cheaper.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at their cards are basically the same 25 to 30 people. Not even. I mean, less than 25.
Yeah, and the one upside of adding all those Yave guys is I'm sure they're getting paid the least amount of anybody on those shows.
They're probably being paid in the promise of we'll move you up on the cards eventually. Like, for example, the TV that aired this past weekend, me and Cubs just decided to randomly check it out and see what aired. They aired the dark match, which had some Yave Alegoria guys. The second match had Viano 3 Jr., who's a Yave Gloria guy. The third match was all Yave Gloria guys, plus Australian Suicide tossed in. And then the main event was the usual La Parca, Dave the Clown type garbage. But it's like 75% of your shows are the Yave Alegoria guys.
I'm offended that you say La Parca, Dave the Clown is garbage. That the Dream viewed.
Yeah,
it's going to main event Triple Mania next year.
But it's like you're 75% of your show are these new guys who just came in, were probably working for you. It's such a weird deal, and nobody talks about it really much, but you know, AAA is just like working with a small roster, all terrible warning red flag signs that something's not working here, something, they are really cutting corners, just like a certain other promotion that we were reading about live updates today that drew 100 people paid for their TV tapings in Ottawa, Ontario, and is now begging people to show up the next day. I mean, AAA is not that low. But AAA is, you know, working in front of much smaller crowds and small buildings that are not being filled up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm interested. This week we're going to find out because Crash is running Querétaro, same place where AAA ran and couldn't fill it up. And they're running Metepec, same place where AAA ran. And that's a really small place that AAA couldn't fill up.
Yeah. And it looks like, because I haven't seen the post, but you did the Crash show in Nuevo Laredo tonight. Drew pretty well.
I saw Flamita took a video of the show, of the audience, and it looked jam-packed full. But they're running. I don't know how big that place is. Have you been there, Fredo?
Which one?
Where the crash is tonight? The Poly Forum.
Never.
Never?
No, I never go to a show in Orlando, wrestling Orlando.
Well, they look like they do great.
So you were going to take us in Nuevo Laredo, where you've never been, in the dangerous place.
No, I've been in the city, but I've never been in a wrestling show there. I have, like, every time I go to the States, I have to go to Nuevo Laredo.
It looks like it's a 5,000-seat building, so that's pretty good attendance.
Yeah, and the AAA is running direct competition. The Cantus are running the football rap place that they
No, they're not doing the football rap anymore because they're... something is doing. They are doing something on the football rap. What my friends from all
so
that told me.
Where was the show today? AAA was running.
They should go back to the Cuatro Caminos.
Oh, okay. They were definitely running today because somebody was talking.
Yeah,
show.
They were on the Cuatro Caminos last two
right?
times out. So that's probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have today's poster because I'm lazy.
Oh right, because the weather. They probably can't run the.
No.
It's
I
cool.
think they're doing something there. My friend from Orlando explained it to me, but to be honest, I don't remember.
You mean the details of AAA house shows in Nuevo Laredo weren't immediately exciting for you to remember all the details?
Yeah. The thing is, we didn't go to Nuevo Laredo just because it just, I mean, honestly, we never planned on it until Fredo mentioned yesterday, hey, I can drive you to the Nuevo Laredo show.
I never mentioned that.
You did. You said it yesterday.
Yeah, we were at the hotel.
Oh,
where,
you're
like,
lying, buddy.
Where
now
the wrestlers were. And at one point, I just remember Sammy and Christy just turned to me and they were like, you're driving to Nuevo Laredo? Drive us, man. Drive us so we can leave later. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who told you I'm driving to Nuevo Laredo? And they were like, Rob is telling me. Rob is saying you're driving them to Nuevo Laredo.
This is how we both
like,
found out, is that we were listening to him talk to people.
Yeah, it was like, when did I say that I'm driving to Nuevo Laredo? But apparently, Rob understood. When Rob asked me how far we are from Nuevo Laredo, and that I said, we are 2 hours away from Nuevo Laredo, Rob understood. Guys,
that's
we are 2 hours away from Laredo. I'm driving you there tomorrow. So
Rob hears what he wants to hear when it comes to going.
Maybe it's my mistake because you know my native language is Spanish. Maybe maybe I don't know what I say.
Maybe
you know?
There's like just a little solid to the English that you're.
Yeah,
speaking
enough. I need to be a little bit more solid on it because apparently I'm fucking up.
Well, the thing is, anyways, you know, by the time we decided if we wanted to go or not, we were gonna get there after the show started, and apparently it's not that safe to come back. So.
Yeah, the show
it.
the drive back's is scary, but I mean at night.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
but actually,
the slight possibility that we might be killed or mugged on the way back.
It's like,
and also
like,
you don't
I mean,
want to drive there in an Escalade out here.
No, but also, the flyer of the crash show says it was starting at 8.
Yeah.
So by the time we were going to arrive, by the time we were planning on leaving, if we actually made it to Laredo, we were going to be there by like 8:30, and. The crash is kind of going fast with the show, so I was like, you guys are going to miss like two and a half matches. But it ended up starting at 9. So
we could have made it. But
we could have made it. Like.
But then we would have been leaving even later. So
that's true.
That
like, for
been
example,
bad.
My friends are telling me that they're just coming from Nuevo Laredo. They just told me that like an hour ago.
Yeah, I just saw Sammy post, like when we started this podcast, 2 minutes before that, Sammy sent out a message that like they're just leaving the show to go eat.
To go eat,
right. So
yeah.
By the time they get back,
these douchebags are not going to let me sleep. Okay, another douchebags. I'm not talking about you, Sammy and Christy. I'm talking about some other douchebags.
There's
no way they are listening to this. You can just bury them.
No, they do.
What did we do?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Well, Christy, don't. But if I tell them that just because I like to get in trouble, I would ask them to listen to this podcast.
No, I do have to. Stand up for Christy at all opportunities going forward because she is a Cubs fan and she went to all the World Series games.
Yeah.
So she's obviously a good person who has.
Not your friends,
you know.
even when she calls you Matthew.
Yeah. Yes.
She was.
Yes.
No, but it was just a funny. The people don't think she's stupid. Yeah. It was just like a funny thing. And I was introducing her to Cubs and I was like, you don't know this guy? And she was like, who? Is she Matthew or something? Well, like because she kind of. She kind of gets something that there was something behind that because the way I actually asked, but it was just like a funny answer. It was not like a real answer.
No, I think it's the one person from the internet she knows.
Yeah, no, no, no.
For
she
some
knows.
Reason.
She knows more. She's with too many over. She says that, but no. That she was just a funny answer because of the way I asked it, but she was like just joking because she knew there was something behind mine.
And I really enjoyed that because that just proved my belief that no one knows who I am and no one's listening to this at all.
But you have been great on that.
Yeah.
this whole week is just building to you finally meeting Conan, and
yes,
everyone's gonna know you.
No.
The what did we do instead
I'm
today?
I'm editing that out.
Cubs, what did we do today instead of going to Nuevo Laredo?
We walked around the Macro Plaza, and we walked around. Oh, why am I blanking on the name?
Parque.
Yeah, I know it's the park. We walked on the river.
I want you to say what
the Santa Lucia River.
Oh, the Santa Lucia River. The Paseo Santa Lucia.
Yeah, see, I remember that part. And
oh, was
we,
a
funded,
in my city?
We went to Parque Fundador. We walked around there. We saw all sorts of monuments that was also discarded machinery from the steel mill that used to be running there.
Right.
And we saw a glass bridge that I did not like walking over, but I lived.
Well, you did it.
I did it, but I still hated it. Every step of the way. What else did we see? We saw a lot of people on bikes and running around late at night, which felt like late at night, but it was only 6 p.m.
You get to see Arena Monterrey, too.
We got to see Arena Monterrey. We saw
a lot of pretty girls walking.
We saw... what was the other arena we saw?
The place where the Quimpita, it's called the Nave Lewis.
Yes.
Which was the Quimpita when 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But we're AAA.
Oh, the arena you're referring is that. Well, it's not an arena, it's just an auditorium for concerts and shit.
Yeah.
The city benefits.
You're just being very specific about what's arena and what's auditorium. But to Americans, it's all just the same garbage.
Really?
Mm. Pretty much.
Well, we're specific because, for example, the auditorium has no space for like a room for like put up a rink or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I mean is like there is not like enough space like to put up like a circus or a, like for example, the Arena Monterrey is held in the Cirque du Soleil right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely cannot go to the other place. So that's what I'm being a little specific on. But anyways, I'm just not talking about wrestling, so screw me.
It was fun. It was just like, you know, doing actual tourist stuff, which is generally not why I travel. I travel for
wrestling. Basically we just do it because Rob's sister is being like mad with Rob because he's always traveling for wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Rob, don't go on a trip just to see wrestling. Do so, like, take
experience
your eyes off your phone,
culture.
Look up and see what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
So this is my taking notice of what's going on in the world. And
Ooh.
I noticed that
a lot of women is what you noticed.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of pretty girls walking in the park.
We went up to the mountain, too, and we took some photos there.
Oh, yeah, we went to... and we drove past this area in Monterey that's, like, supposedly super rich, full of super rich people and very high class. And
very high fences.
They had the high fences, so you couldn't look into their property. But from all the way up top of the mountain, we could, like, look in and see that they have, like, houses where they have their own private tennis courts with their own lighting for their tennis courts. So you can imagine how well off these people are.
Yeah, for all the midnight tennis games, they're surely playing.
Yeah,
that seems like, you know, if you have a tennis court, you're either someone who plays regularly or someone you thought it would be neat to have and you play twice.
Well, I've seen like the NBA players that buy mansions and build their own court inside their house.
Yeah, but at least that's your job, unless you're a professional tennis player. I bet that there's a lot of tennis things that are just never getting used.
Yeah. What was the mountain called?
It was the Parque Ecológico Chipinque.
Just when that
Parque Ecológico Chipolini.
Chipinque.
My Spanish is really good.
We didn't go all the way up to the top because it cost more money to go all the way to the top. But
the higher you go, the more it costs.
Yeah.
Which
they
is a lot of problem wrestlers have.
They have to make money. They have to make money somehow. What was that thing you said about it? It was like the... oh no, we were talking about something else.
They're in the States... They don't actually charge you to go to these places because they already charge you they charge your taxes for already because of that.
Yeah.
Oh no. We were talking about we were trying to figure out how we're getting to Querétaro, and Fredo was telling us we could just like post a message online.
Mm-hmm.
No,
and
there
find
is
somebody
there is
who's
this
driving
web, yeah, there is a website called BlaBlaCar, which is like you post, for example, in my case, if I'm going to Laredo, for example.
Mm.
I put like I'm going to Laredo, I'm leaving Monterrey this day at this time, and I pass through this, I can pick you up here. So whoever is going to Laredo that they don't want to pay for a bus, they just actually go there, they look for the trip, and if it fits or what they are looking by the time and stuff, they just join you, so you share expenses with them. It's way cheaper, more comfortable, because you're going in a car and not going in the bus.
Mm. So Cubs said that it was like that's kind of like the wrestler Uber.
The wrestling Uber, right.
That would work out great for all the wrestlers if they just managed to carpool and get rides to shows. So I like that idea.
I see from $200 per ticket from Mexico City to Querétaro.
Querétaro?
Querétaro.
$200?
Well,
actually, funny...
$200 pesos.
$200 pesos.
It's cheap.
How was it, the bus? Did you shake the bus?
380.
You're saving like 150.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you're going to
like
Manhattan.
No, no, no. It's
yeah,
141.
But
no, but it says 141, isn't it?
That's the cheapest, yeah.
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 You told me 280? Yeah,
yeah,
something around there. I'm an accountant, dude.
If you want to leave at 6 a.m., though.
Yeah, that's the problem. But actually, the thing is, we found out actually just totally by random today that the same Volaris flight we're on is going to have a couple of the crash people on it. So I may have to try to work my magic, try to get us on the crash tour bus when we land and get a nice little ride out to Querétaro so we don't have to worry about doing our own bus ride.
This sounds like such a bad idea.
I mean, if they're nice enough, they'll just let us like hop on, and I don't mind paying or anything. It's just, it'd be better to travel with people we know than people we don't know.
Yeah, it would be. But
not to mention, their bus leaves when they're ready to leave and they gotta go, whereas our bus leaves on the hour, so if we show up a minute late, we gotta wait 59 minutes for the next bus to take off.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be better just to like, hey, let's go. We can do breakfast in the Mexico City airport too, by the way, if we miss it here.
Yeah. But
it's only an hour flight to get out there.
Yeah. We also, it could be that their bus has to wait a long time for reasons unexplained.
Well, it depends who's going on the bus. Like, Ray Jr. is not even wrestling on the Querétaro card. So he's not a part of this tour.
Mm.
I mean, I guess he's joining them in, I don't even think he's in Aguascalientes. I think he just shows up in Metepec. And then from Metepec,
mm-hmm.
he goes to San Francisco. They have the, actually, Pentagon is and Phoenix are actually leaving the tour, and they're going to San Francisco on Friday. And then they come back for Naucalpan on the next day. It's crazy how that works. And as far as we know, like, Shane Strickland's only working the tour until Metepec on Thursday. And then Keith Lee's coming over to resume the tour that he was scheduled on. So he's going to be here Saturday. I guess the match with Daga is still on. I don't know.
Yeah, there's been some changes anyways on the card. So we're not absolutely sure what's going to happen, but probably get close to what was advertised. So that's, it wasn't like AAA level changes. It was just here and there a couple of things moved around.
But it seems like everybody's holding up so far. I haven't heard anybody who's injured and has been out of it. Like,
Christy's
been hurt her knee, but she still wrestles her matches.
Yeah.
Well,
no, she
the Moro match, it was just there.
she has not, no one's been pulled from the tour.
Christy, I'm putting you over in a podcast right now.
No, that's not what's going on. That's
actually
burying you, Christy.
At this moment, I'm actually doing that voice note.
Yeah.
Hey, Christy, right now in a podcast with Lucha Blog. Yeah, you go out. Be sure to find it. I'm putting you over.
No. First of all, no.
I actually did that.
Yeah.
Hey, Christy,
yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
my
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So, she's listening to it right now.
This is just a great use of everyone's audio time.
Yeah, I know.
And meanwhile, I'm here on Instagram finding pictures of, like, the TNA taping today where there's the whole side of the ring. You can't even, there's nobody there.
The Phantasma become GHG champion?
He did not, as I can tell.
That's a shocking turn of events. Do we have to apologize for Pagano again?
Did he really do bad yesterday?
Everyone I've read, and shockingly I've read like 3 or 4, has said that he did bad. That he was the worst guy.
I feel bad now because he just replied to my voice note. Wait, let me see.
Don't put people on the podcast
no.
who aren't on the podcast.
Yeah, if they don't know they're on it, that's uncool.
No. It's nothing mad. She said, like, someone has to put me over. Sammy's boring me right now on the drive back. I'm boring her, too. Poor Christy.
Christy's a lot less annoying than Sammy. That's how we're going to put her over.
Oh, actually, last night when I was introducing you to Sammy, I was going to tell you, this is the guy who posed Joel Jack Evans for more annoying version.
Mm-hmm.
Like the younger, more annoying version of Jack Evans, that's the way you describe it when I announced the Jack Evans versus Sammy. That never happened.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. Because I know how you protect your identity.
Yeah. Yeah, by doing podcasts for people that identify my voice.
Yeah.
So not the smart moves.
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about? So I'm running up ideas.
I was actually running to the Blue Chip Blog tweets. And I saw the picture you post from the Indestructibles versus the Mismos de Siempre.
Yeah.
And I see a white skinny hand recording the match, even when I ask people to not record it. So you're banned from Riot, by the way.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your match.
I haven't put them online.
Is he banned forever?
I should only be banned when it goes
just for 2 months until the next show.
Yeah.
I'm just looking because I see more
which,
pictures.
Which, by the way, you got it wrong on the podcast, and Cups was right.
Yes.
On those Mismos de Siempre thing.
Yes. I follow Riot. I am a true Riot fan. Unlike some people.
Yes. Yeah, the Mismo de Siempre are the Mismo de Siempre because I always book them in every single show, not because they are always doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Poor guys, you're boring them even when you just saw them once.
Yeah.
What is your problem, Rob Viper?
Looking at more pictures from the Nuevo Laredo show tonight with the crash, it doesn't look like it's sold out, but it looks like it's like almost full, close to full.
It's so pretty good. I mean,
that is.
They are running at the same time with another promotion. It is Monday, too.
And
I mean, people there is used to wrestling on Mondays, I know that, but still weekday.
Still a weekday, and they're not on TV yet. No one's seen. No one knew they were related except, like, the 20 people looking on YouTube for...
But Ray was booked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a lot to do with it.
Like I said, if you're listening to this podcast, this is not a news podcast. This is just a bullshitting podcast.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit. Like, usually, like, always when I'm on the podcast.
Yeah, there's
You were telling me that
bullshit.
You were going to bore me on the podcast, and you haven't done it. I'm waiting for that.
What, burying you on the podcast?
Yeah.
I buried you already.
What did you do?
What
did you do? Sorry.
All the way at the beginning. That I can watch a match from Oaxaca and I can't watch any of your old matches.
Oh no, man. Riot is that good that you have to pay to watch it. That's the reason why you don't... You see, that's the reason why people like Cops knows what's going on with Riot and you're not, because he's rich and he can pay to watch my shows.
Yes. Okay. I'm on the secret website that lets me watch all everything.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm just not allowed to review it, so that's why you haven't seen the reviews yet. Or have you? I don't know.
I got nothing. I don't know what else there is.
We should talk about Mystery Wonder.
Mystery Wonder?
Yeah.
We put him over yesterday on the podcast.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So.
I haven't listened to the whole podcast. Like, I haven't had time.
He got Please Come Back chance.
He may be the
and
only
if,
person still listening
if,
at this point.
If there's a regular promoter who actually understands the business, he might bring him back.
But I'm not. I'm just the guy who's killing the business. That's what people say sometimes.
Yeah.
Dude,
like,
I made a guy wrestle with
a
dog mask last night, so...
Yeah.
That's true.
About 2 days
How
ago.
Did you get the dog mask?
On the streets.
See, there's a good story to tell.
It was funny because... That dog is kind of a gimmick a comedian uses here.
I tried to explain on the podcast, but I think I did a terrible job.
Okay, what things I did remember you were doing a lot of things wrong.
The dog was drunk.
I don't remember which parts of match per match. The first
well,
match
Lord
was
Byron thing you told us we got wrong because we figured that out later. That we said Lord Byron was out, or we saw Eric Ortiz was out first, but it was Lord Byron.
Yeah, it was Byron first.
And then
the first match you didn't have anything wrong, right?
No, I don't think so.
It was just Wana doing the stuff.
Yeah. The dog thing. Why was the dog drunk?
Oh.
I can't imagine the wrestler being drunk, though.
No.
That was just really weird.
Yeah, I've seen it quite a lot. I've seen actually that same guy drunk at one point at the beginning of years ago. Not at the beginning of his career, but years ago. And he has... It was news, right?
Which?
That there was a show where... Well, a lot of people could get in the in. I don't remember the show. Well, anyway, that dog is a gimmick portrayed by a comedian here, which is a drunk dog. It's a drunk dog, a drug addict, and whatever. And he's always like on TV drunk, and drugged, and he's and high. Sorry, and he's always like bashing people. So, they usually sell in the dog mask on the streets in Monterey. And I remember the last Riot show I was driving. And Low Rider was talking shit about how he was going to do a lot of shit. He just to be annoying, he keeps saying a lot of shit. You notice that? He keeps saying a lot of shit about what about everything he's going to do in a match and half of it. Well, not half of it. He never does that. Like, he's just talking shit about stupid ideas. And then he saw the dog guy on the street and he was like, and I'm using that dog guy, dog mask. Sorry, that dog mask, and I'm doing this with that dog mask and shit and shit. And I was like, By the mask, so you can do that. Mm. No, I'm not spending money on that mask. And I was like, if I buy it, would you do that? And I was like, yeah. So I bought the mask right away. Mm. I just called the guy like, hey, come in and buy the mask. And
random
I'm like,
guy on the street.
Yeah, it's a random guy on the street who's walking around selling stuff, like the guy who was doing tricks on the light and you give him money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just like that. He's just like actually selling masks and stuff.
We saw a fire breather today too on the street.
Really?
I did.
I didn't notice.
I filmed it, didn't I? Or no, we saw the juggling guy.
Yeah, well, so I bought the mask and I chose it right and I didn't use it. He was like, no, I was just tricking you, I don't use it, so I just went my money in there. So we just get the mask and I was it, and Aris was like, oh, you're going to use it. And I was like, go ahead, yeah, it will be fun.
It was fun.
It was.
And I
although whoever ended up with the mask had a tough time putting it on while still hiding their face, So while they were putting on the nose part, they would have left the whole their whole face up, and everyone on the other side might have seen who the secret person was underneath the mask.
Well, it was either Kratos or Kamikaze.
Yeah. It's Kamikaze, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can find out for the red thing.
Yeah.
There was something in one match that you also... Oh, the Cyrus thing, the entrance thing. You said that I botched his entrance, and I didn't botch it.
From the last show?
No, I didn't botch it.
So why was the crowd chanting one more time?
Because you can see all of this in the Power Room TV shit. Lord Ryder came in doing an entrance, like 4 minutes long, singing a song to women and giving away beer. But he was going out in a suit, but under the suit he didn't have his wrestling gear. So when he was on the ring, he actually asked me to toss him a backpack so he can get changed. So...
That's right. I mix up stories.
He was getting changed on the ring. Well, down the ring, so Cyrus came in and he just like turned to a corner and he saw the Ryder was just getting ready. And he was like, "I'm going back, and you let me know when the Ryder is ready." So he went back, and we mocked him like, "Hey, he's ready!" And he came in again,
mm-hmm.
and people get into that, and he was like, "No, he's not ready. Go back again and go back again. Like, go back to the back to the locker room and go back." And they did that, and he came out like 4 times. So Cyrus was, we were actually betting on that. I was like, these people like to have fun, and these people is like, whatever you're in, as soon as you get into the ring, they will start chanting like, "Go back again, man, go back again." And that's exactly what they did. And so he just committed the stupid thing about getting into the ring, didn't notice the ref starting the match, and he just decided to do the entrance again. He lost.
See, that's the type of fun improvisation that is missing from pro wrestling these days.
Not pro wrestling. I think it's lucha because...
No, it's missing from... It exists here. It's missing in the U.S. and Canada. It's like...
I've seen a lot of...
Everything is so scripted.
I've seen a lot of... Well, yeah, maybe
it's funny. You have to do this, you have to do that, don't play off the crowd. You know? I mean, on the U.S. indie scene, you can see the improvisation sometimes, but like WWE, for example. You can't do... If the crowd's reacting one way, you're taught, no, don't listen to the crowd. Just do what we told you.
I love how those guys played that, because did you notice what Septimo Dragon was doing when they were actually going for the extra caída? Because I don't know if you guys get to see this, because on TV, it doesn't happen as much. Well, it does sometimes, but for example, on AAA and CMLL, it doesn't happen. But usually on house shows, where, for example, CMLL guys are coming to wrestle in one arena... Whenever they're losing by a foul...
It's the Crisco spot.
The what?
Crisco, every time he loses a match, demands one more caída.
Yeah, yeah. They actually did it last night on the Crash. Like, for example, Rush won by low blow.
And
then you see the Pentagon being like, "No, you didn't beat me well. Come back, one more caída." Mm-hmm. And Gross was coming in, and then he never get into the ring. He just left. So we were like, it's always happening, dude. They were like, it's always happening. People like... asking for one more caída, and it never happened. So they actually, do you notice that when he was actually...
He pulled his tights up like a native wrestler,
and he started like, bien, he started walking like a native wrestler.
Buenas noches, arena.
Yeah, yeah, and they actually did the extra caída.
Yeah. So do you count that as 2 matches? Do you have to pay them twice?
I actually counted, because we were mocking... Cyrus by the end of the show saying that he has lost 3 times in 2 shows, which is the poor guy.
Why is there a Cyrus and then also a Cyrus? Can you fix Mexico so people stop using the same name?
There is like a thousand Cyrus. Pentagon Jr. at one point was Cyrus.
Yes. But the guy who went to Japan was Cyrus too.
Yeah, the one to Torreon.
Yeah.
I don't know. How can I say? Like, you know, it was funny because this weekend there was Tormenta was... Chica Tormenta.
Yeah.
She was bashing someone on Twitter that on Facebook that she got this inbox from a guy called Tormenta Jr. who was telling her like, "Why are you Chica Tormenta? My dad didn't give you the permission to be Chica Tormenta." Like, no, I demand you take off your name or something. And Tormenta replied something like, "Oh yeah, well I'm not Tormenta, I'm Chica Tormenta, so you go to hell." Or something.
And I've never even heard of who you are. I've never heard
Chica
of
Tormenta is moreover than the other two guys. She actually made she posted the screenshot of how she replied to him, but when she actually put it online, she put it up with a comment or something like, "Damn, I think I need to call Fry Tormenta to be careful with this," something like that. She was also making fun of it.
If you follow enough Mexican wrestlers on Facebook, you find out that there are a lot of babies. They complain about a lot of things.
A lot of them, yes.
A lot of things that I think are insignificant and inconsequential.
Like what?
Just stupid shit. Like the dumbest things.
How do you know that? You don't even have a Facebook.
No, but I follow WhatsApp groups where they just screenshot everything on Facebook and just put it up there.
Do you have a Facebook and I don't know, and I'm not your friend then?
You should look for it. It's under the name Robert O'Connor.
Oh, wait. He has no Facebook either. I haven't tried.
The most interesting people in the world are the ones who don't have Facebook. Oh, I just blew your mind.
No.
Because then you don't know everything Cubs about
has. Them. Cubs one is the most interesting person that I
don't
know if he has a Facebook.
I have a login so I can snoop on people. But that's
I absolutely,
he also
I actually,
has an Instagram that nobody's ever going to be able to find.
I post it like on LuchaBlog all the, on the Twitter half the time.
Well, he doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, you said you didn't know about his Instagram.
But I've pretty much given up on posting photos, and now it's all Instagram stories, so they can all disappear.
There's a way to save everything.
I have a Snapchat, too, but no one knows about that one.
Well, see, you of all people should know that nothing is safe on the internet, because you're the one who finds all this stuff and puts it out. Like, you're the one who Vampiro hates, because... By the way, if you're listening to this, Vampiro, we're here in Mexico, and we're ready to interview you.
This is another part that's going to be edited out.
So let us know. We're in Monterey right now, then we're in Querétaro, and then Mexico City.
Do you think he has some favorite Rush mattress that we can ask him about?
Vampiro?
Yes. Never mind.
Leo Rush? So, we're here. We're ready, you know. You're the one who asked for it. No, but I mean,
I think I asked for it.
I know.
Different
I shouldn't be saying this stuff, because I'm not even going to be... It's going to be only Cubs in here. Yeah.
No one interviewing him.
I would like to present
someone asking him a question, putting the microphone down, and then they probably can just go walk away for about 30 minutes and come back.
That's pretty much how it works with Vamp. Yeah, 30 minutes is under us.
I will have those conversations in real life, so I'm ready for that. But I'm not sure it'll be any better audio than this audio, and this is not good audio to begin with. So,
well, Fredo, did you just get a message saying that they're here? Or?
No, I was just reading the Lucha blog on Twitter. That's true. I was actually reading. Mm-hmm. I was buying a search in Riot.
Yeah.
Just like that, yeah, with them.
The reason there's no news update today is because I didn't get to the right results, and that was the last thing left. And I wanted to do those justice. I wanted to say how bad they were, and I needed some more time.
You should have been. Yeah, you wouldn't be the first person bashing us on Twitter or Facebook or whatever.
I'm the first person paying for a website to bash you, though. So
that would be true.
Yeah.
Because the other website doesn't know about us. Like, I just had a guy telling me that you're doing a bad work. He was like, "You're doing a bad work, like putting your promoting your promotion on social media." And I was like, "Dude, you follow Lucha Mania? You told me that Lucha Mania was great." And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well, I got hit with that website because I was using the website to put over Riot. You know,
mm-hmm.
I still do it. Like, if you go to the Lucha Mania Facebook, I keep saying like, go to this show. We're pouring money in this show, which is true because it's my money.
Yeah,
like." If we put it in our money in this show, is because it is great. So, I actually got hit with a couple of promoters because they were like, "Hey, why are you advertising Riot so much and not advertising us because of it? Like, what is the special treatment?" And I was like, "Because it's my promotion, it's my website, I can do whatever they want." I would be so stupid if I don't use my own website to promote my stuff. You know?
See, if I did that, I would just be playing the live and it would be the end of LuchaBlog. Just people expect that if you're writing. For a website in the U.S. on wrestling, that you're supposed to not actually be involved. You're supposed to be controversial.
Well, there was a story behind, like...
Which, I should mention that people pretend to be impartial, and you know, behind the scenes, half of them are doing stuff. Or
yeah.
Being favored or something.
When the whole Riot thing was about to actually born, I actually quit Lucha Mania. And I actually, like, I went to Angel and to Solitario, which are the other people who were running the time. And I was like, I'm leaving. Because I wanted to pursue more the other thing, you know, the promoting thing. Because at the same time, like, we can't be bashed enough because some of us, well, we are now four people in Lucha Mania, and it's not a secret for a lot of people that two of us are working behind the scenes in some other promotion. So I was like, from the three of us, I'm the one who goes to the most places and arenas, you know, to do shooting or pictures and reports. So I was like, they're going to start bashing the website because I'm there and I'm putting myself over.
Yeah.
But at one point, it was like, both of them were like, well, you're the one who goes to the most arenas. The other one is Roberto Costa Solitario, but he also, at the time, he was also working for Lucha 2000, so if he was going to an arena, he has to keep a certain priority to that web, to the magazine, because, I mean, they are paying,
mm-hmm.
and here we are paying for the website. So he was like, they were like, oh, maybe we need someone to cover, and at the end I was just like, yeah, you know what, screw you, I'm just going to keep going. But I just had one more people, so he can actually, one more guy, which is Jesus, who is helping me to, he's going to other shows. He has been the guy covering for Lucha Mania, all the Riot shows. I've never been involved with any critic or something. And I'm very open to him. I tell him, like, if you don't like something, just post it, you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
He has been very open to that. Like, for example, there was one show that was pretty shitty. He went to me and told me, like, it was pretty shitty. But there have been shows that have been great, and he was being like, here it is, I'm paying my ticket because I like this show.
Mm-hmm.
He was not supposed to pay because he's press.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very open about it.
Wait a minute, so is that how I got in free? Because I was press?
Yeah.
Oh, that's never happened. But then
what?
I don't identify myself, so I guess I can't get in press.
You enter as press, right?
No.
Well, you didn't enter,
I enter
as
an anonymous person, number 543, and then...
Yeah.
And then one person finds me at the show, and that's about it.
By the way, I'm posting today the classic picture of the people in the ring of Riot.
Mm.
Whoever finds cops on that picture,
no
is
one
getting,
find me.
Is getting a free ticket for Riot for every single Riot show
for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the for the rest of the life. Yes.
Well, the people who were there can probably find me. I was identified.
No, I am saying the people, who finds you in that picture.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Javier is doing you a favor right there.
Yeah.
Javier is doing him a favor right there.
Well, now everyone knows, though, because they know Javier.
They don't know Javier.
Nobody knows Javier.
Javier, we do know you. But I'm doing a favor and I'm saving me tickets.
No. The only time people know me is when I'm stuck with traveling with some Canadian who has to talk to everybody. And I stand 5 feet away not saying anything.
Are you talking about
recording? It's kind of lame if I'm just talking to somebody and you just happen to be standing behind me. And
yeah.
Why is this creepy guy just standing there? I have to introduce you.
That's what I do at Lucha Underground. But that's another story.
Okay.
Yeah. No one got that joke. No one here has got this joke. And no one, like maybe two people who will listen will get it. That's the audience I'm going for, though.
Well, we have it's 1 a.m. right, well, 10 after 1 right now.
Everyone's on their phones.
I don't know if we're waiting for the guys to come back from Nuevo Laredo or not.
I'm just going to sleep and fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
And we should get going now because...
You've got to work tomorrow. We've got to get on a plane.
Fredo's got real work because the wrestling promoter doesn't pay the bills.
My priority tomorrow is to get on the bus and play Mario for 2 hours. Only
Three
2 hours.
Hours.
No, because battery runs out after 2 hours.
Okay. And my plan was just to put my headphones on, listen to some Alistair, Hawthorne Heights, and just fall asleep for the whole flight, for the whole way, but we'll see.
I should point out that I've done I've tried to get the Guadalajara video working like 5 times and I didn't get that done. So I don't think there's any videos going up in about 7 hours by the time you listen to this.
Does that mean the files are corrupted or?
I think they're salvageable, but it's slow internet and impatience is the problem and
actually,
lack of time.
I was streaming stuff last night. The internet's pretty good to stream.
I was trying to stream stuff from home and it was not working, so.
Mm.
I was trying to watch NFL Red Zone on my phone and that did not work out.
I was trying to.
Mm-hmm.
I was streaming some wrestling stuff on YouTube while you were sleeping and it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, but at some point I'll get to putting up the whatever IWG. I know the Saturday show they aired reruns for no particular reason, but that's AYM is not any good. Don't sign a deal with AYM. I know that's really something high on your list, but do not put Riot on AYM.
So if there's no IWG show on Wednesday, and the Crash is running their Saturday, so they're probably not running Sunday either, does that mean IWRG is off till next Wednesday? That would be the longest gap between shows for a while.
They've had some, yeah, for a while, but they've had some weeks where they haven't run shows because they had sold shows or whatever.
Mm.
But
this would be a pretty long gap, though.
It would be a pretty long gap, and I wouldn't put it past them to rent. They really need the more Capos del Norte and South Day.
They could
events.
Run Sunday, but I would think that's a big mistake if everybody's going to see the Crash the previous day.
It's IRG or G. It's nothing but big mistakes.
Fair enough. Okay, I'm done.
All right. You got anything?
Fredo?
So how you guys liked it? Moderate trip.
This is the first time for you guys.
Of course, and not last.
You want me to say something that's going to get me in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
I thought Monterrey was a prettier city than Mexico City.
Prettier city than Mexico City?
A nicer city.
And it is or no?
Yeah. It is.
Oh, I thought you said... I thought it was and it is not.
No.
You're not the first person to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, you will get a little hit when now they're going to Mexico City, but...
Yeah.
Because I actually...
We also went to, like, the nicest park in Monterrey. That's probably going to...
But, I mean, it's like, you were in the very downtown in Monterrey for the last 3 years. You have been in the downtown Mexico City. You can compare that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the area surrounding Lucha Arena Femenil, like, that little part,
yeah.
is not as cool as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as shitty.
It's nice. The first thing I noticed was, like I told Fredo earlier, was there were far more homeless people. Just begging for money everywhere around Mexico City.
Yeah.
Even when we were in like supposed nice areas, they're just
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Yeah.
Here it's like there's people, but they're not as prevalent. I liked it here. It was nice. I'd like to. Looking back on it, whatever you call it, it would have been better It would be better to have stayed here an extra day probably. Like, gone to the Nuevo... Think we would realize the Nuevo Laredo show, go, maybe stay there overnight so it's safer, come back tomorrow and just have an extra 2 days here in Monterrey because we wouldn't have gone back until the Tuesday.
Someone who went to the Nuevo Laredo show needs to say that, like, the tactile match was a 4-star match just to drive in to Arda Rob that we didn't go.
Yeah.
Just say it was the best show of all time.
Just drive it.
Everyone should have been there.
Yeah. Tell me about some crazy spot one of the undercarders did in the opening match and... Just make me super jealous. But yeah, I would love to come back to Monterrey. I hope we can come back with some... No offense to Cubs. I mean, hanging out with Cubs is cool, but come up with some people who,
it's
like,
not.
Actually
it's
know Fredo.
Really not.
And we can all, like, hang out and see...
Yeah, I'm asking this because I do remember I was part of the first... Maybe not the first podcast, but I was one of the first Como Estas you were.
Yeah.
It was your first Mexico trip.
Yeah.
Your Mexico City trip. It was the one that you did after the anniversary show.
Where you were like in our hotel room waiting to sleeping a bit because you were killing time before your bus or flight. I forget which.
No. It was the year before.
It was before that?
Yeah. I do remember the one you're saying. It was because I just went to the anniversary show and I went back.
Mm-hmm.
That weekend you're telling, I actually remember I was... it was me and Daniel Gonzalez just in the room, and Terry Jr. And you guys were talking that about, okay, this is the first time we came to Mexico City, and you talk about your experience in Mexico City because you were actually telling, like, there's a lot of people who is scared of coming to Mexico, and we have been in the metro, and we have been here, and we have been there, and nothing has happened yet.
Yeah.
And now you guys are going to Mexico City all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to Querétaro by ourselves tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I was asking, like, hey, Jupiter do the same with Monterrey, like, this is the first trip. You better talk at it. I mean, I understand that if you're planning the whole trip because of wrestling...
We have to wait for a weekend where there's...
Monterrey will
on.
Be the a trip for the weekend, not for the weekdays. Like,
right.
In Mexico City, you have a show almost daily.
Yeah.
And even on weekends, you have, like, 7 shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have also, like, for example, on Sunday, you could actually go to 7 shows, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's the point? If you have, like, a huge show that they crash... After the crash, you can perfectly go to Arena Jaguaro. Before the show, you can actually go to Terraza Elman. The shows are going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, we would come back to... We could have easily just come here for the wrestling. We could have just showed up Saturday, seen your show, the crash, and leave.
Yeah.
But we made sure to stay an extra day today to get some tourist stuff in.
Right.
Next time, maybe an extra couple days. We'll see. There's still a lot of other places in Mexico I'd like to go visit. I'd still like to get out to Guadalajara.
Oh yeah, you should go
at some point.
I mean, I've never gone there. The only time that I went there was like a hey, bye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just like I was actually doing like a connection to go to Bola actually.
Yeah.
But it was I also want to go to the series. Whenever you guys are going, please invite me.
All right, Fredo, thank you for coming on the podcast again.
Yeah.
Continue this tradition. I don't think anybody's going to get in trouble because we were basically just... That should be the title of the podcast, just bullshit.
Yeah.
No, I did it.
No, you're not going to get in
trouble. I did the NBA thing.
I would
never put profanity in the title of a podcast.
Really?
No.
Hey, let's just finish what we were talking about Tijuana.
And let's finish the podcast talking about the donkey show.
No.
So in Monterey we don't have donkey
show.
Right?
I'm cutting off the podcast. We will talk to you probably when we get to Mexico City Wednesday.